That's so good, I'm just going to introduce Andrew Ryan as they do this. The Bosmans and Henry Taylor. I'm just going to go on and continue to do the introduction. These readings, first readings, are 8 to 10 minutes by each person. Andrew Ryan is a poet, fiction writer, reviewer, and associate editor of Eyeball for the connection between Andrea and Ira. She won the 1998 Zora Neale Hurston Langston Hughes Literary Prize, awarded by Spelman College, her alma mater. The award is made possible by Alice Walker and includes a substantial honorarium. Her writings have been published in Catalyst, In the Tradition, Take Five, The Original Chicago Blues Annual, Break Word with the World, and now, of course, Drum Voices Review. A graduate of Lincoln Senior High School in St. Louis, she is a member of our Writers Club, a board member, Andrea Ryan, Michelle Ryan, whose father and I played football in high school.
Good evening. I'm going to kind of expand on the topic that Ira Jones was talking about earlier. And it's a poem I wrote in response to a Romare Bearden piece of art. And it's called, the piece of art is called Electric Evening. This poem is called Electric Evening. How the walls rattled, askewing the Jacob Lawrence above the Davenport. We imitated art, suspended, awry, shattered. The evening kaleidoscope animated the room. You eased into clothes immediately afterwards, dissolved into the dusk. I didn't mind. Naked, skin breathing, body warm, your juice still simmering inside. That bitch set Mary and Barry up, a slogan for t-shirts at the time. Rashida's account. He's been under surveillance for years, me for months. Found myself on the other side of the law, agreed to the plea bargain instead of depending on the blindness of justice. I thought about what people would think. Him in an expensive hotel with a woman, not his wife, and that just say no bullshit. Hell, it won't spoil my career. I haven't been on the cover of Essence since the 1970s, but I will be on the cover of Newsweek and USA Today, photographed in limousines with my best tailor-made outfits clinging to my still, slender body. Anyway, I offered him the pipe. Would have let him blow me if it wasn't for the audience, because I still care for that bastard. People will mistake me for a Judas bitch, a race betrayer. I was simply looking out for Rashida and Rashida's own when I kissed his cheek. This next piece is a quickie in four haiku. Called Wholeheartedly. I originally wrote it for Hank Gathers, but tonight I would like to offer it up to Reggie Lewis, who was the captain of the Boston Celtics, who passed in July of this year from a similar ailment. You were probably NBA bound, the basketball your ticket out of poverty, and your mother a fair home. Your heart slowed you down. You stopped taking pills. You could execute, unsedated now. Dash, mount, soar. You gave the dunk, the whole of your heart. How the crowd roared as you took off. Off Broadway. We were watching Spunk. At intermission, I saw you, the most beautiful black woman I never laying eyes on. Sovereign grace, small salt and pepper froth, and frozen toffee, the skin. I wanted to tell you, but I was scared to approach. 15 minutes elapsed, during which I performed a back-forward dance. Finally, you walked our way. I got in step, whispered, "You are absolutely gorgeous," then walked away. This last piece is called The Breakfast Bearer. The grandfather clock chimes thunderously in this still house, like the distilled life of inseparable lovers and faded photographs. They are each other's affair. Watch the love connection before retiring. Breakfast is not a consideration until she rouses. Without fail, he daily serves her breakfast in bed. She says if he misses one day, she'll find another who'll bring her orange juice and cereal. He looks at her with 50 years seasoning of adoration. He will be her breakfast bearer forever. Thank you.